I also would like to welcome all of you, in particular, all those who are here today for the first time. Would you please stand up, all those who are here today for the first time? Do we have? God bless. Is somebody else? God bless. May the Lord bless us all. We are already blessed by the choir songs. Oh, how the songwriter expressed what grace meant for them, what the word meant for them, what the Lord meant for them. As the Psalms in the Old Testament, so also thousands of songs were sung and composed, especially since the days of Reformation, when the gospel was put anew upon the lampstand. Brothers and sisters, once again, I would like to emphasize it. Feel at home. Feel free. Open your hearts so that God can speak to us. Now, just a very brief report and then the greetings from all over the world. You all know I made one of my longest trips, and it were not the great large meetings, but nevertheless, there were open doors in various churches, be it on Sumatra or in Java, whether in Medan or whether in Jakarta. God opened doors and the hearts. And also, in particular, in the university, where all the students who could make it possible and who were of the Christian faith, they were coming together to hear the word of the Lord. God really opened doors and hearts. When I asked Dr. Litoe, "Tell me, how old are you actually?" His answer was, "Next year I will get 80. And then my question was, "Then you are 32 or..." "No, I was born 33. And then it came to my mind that I will be next year also 80. So, as Ezra said, in the last meeting I was a bit disappointed because there was Pentecost, charismatic, and also Judaism. All things were mixed together, where the women and the men were having the prayer cloth around them, and there I was really deeply hurt. I was so deeply hurt that I expressed it in love. One can do all kinds of things. One can really have a prayer cloth around him, and even reciting Psalms in the Hebrew language, it sounded nice. They repeated Psalms in Hebrew, and again Elohim Adonai, and again they recited it. And when it was my turn then of course the word of the Lord came, and I gathered the addresses, and the word of the Lord will also accomplish there for what it was sent for. But what really touched me very deeply was the fact that people also in Pentecostal churches, in charismatic churches, in the Jewish-orientated churches, they are just celebrating their feasts there. And they have no idea of what God promised and what God is doing in our time. They have never heard of it. And this was the fact which really touched me very deeply and which I expressed in love. This God has given me that I don't have to take any... I can just preach the whole counsel of God wherever I am, and I can leave everything up to God, what He will do through His word by His grace. The last flight was truly 12 hours and 15 minutes long. Yes, these are distances, but thanks be to God that not as in the days of the, we don't have to walk as in the days of the apostles and traveling by boat or by horse. No, in a couple of hours we can come, we can travel from one continent to the other. May the Lord God, all we who we are gathered here, I don't know whether I should mention the names. I mentioned one name. This is Brother Wallström, who is today in our midst. May the Lord God bless you in a very special way. Many, many years ago, I think it was in Helsinki, I met this young man, and the Lord blessed him, He pardoned him, and He placed him upon the way of salvation. Then we have special greetings from Brother Rus. Brother Schmidt brought us these special greetings, and we just want to pass it on. Then, from Brother Motika from Johannesburg. Then, from Brother Manasseh. Where is he from? Brother Manasseh. Then Brother Janusz from Poland. Then Brother Dr. Mbie. One of my old friends who were present when the first meetings were arranged in the Congo. Then Brother Ngonga. Brother Nyagi from Nairobi. Brother Atembe from Cameroon. Brother Mwamba from Australia. Brother Joseph from Kinshasa. Then a Brother Joseph from Lagos, Nigeria. There, one of the greatest churches exists within the message in West Africa. About 5,000 people are there in this assembly. Then we have Denver, Colorado, and Brother Moses. Then greetings from Romania. God bless our brother. Greetings from Atlanta. Greetings from Toronto. Greetings from Ottawa. Greetings. Shall I read all of them? Greetings from Hungary. Greetings from Brother Forestieri from Italy. Greetings from Brother Grazian from Ashdod, Israel. Greetings from Cuba. From Cuba. God bless our brethren there. Then, greetings from Cape Town, from the university professor. He's deeply joined with us and the Lord. Then greetings from Brother Graf. Special greetings from Brother Graf. May the Lord bless him. He had to go through a surgery, very complicated. And God has given grace. God really gave grace. Just think of it. Last weekend, in January, he was in the meeting. In between, he had a tumor of 4.5 kilograms operated out of him. And now, last Sunday, he was again healthy in the meeting in Zurich. To the Lord be the thanks. Then greetings from Brother Etienne Genton, with the word from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And this really touches our hearts. We, dear brethren, are not of the darkness that that day should overtake us as a thief, but we are children of the light. And this reminds me to John 8 verse 12. Where our Lord said, "He who follows me shall not remain in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Now, so far the greetings. Now, just briefly, coming back to the last year and to that, what is happening now in this year. Here, a very official report. It's written in the headline. There were never so many damages through earthquakes. And then everything is listed on the world map where what happened. The result, 291 billion damage alone in the last year by natural catastrophes and whatever happened. But that what really touches us, such photographs here with the Pope on the Temple Mount. And if one then reads, really reads, what kind of negotiations are going on now about the Temple Mount, about Mount Zion. Here are all the articles. Everyone can take it out from the internet. Israel and the Vatican are achieving substantial progress. One can, about that what is going on, one can really inform himself. A German diplomat becomes an EU special deputy. Up to now he was in Syria. And then all the Pope journeys in September into the Lebanon. Brothers and sisters, we are not only reading these things, but we are going back to the word of prophecy. To the word of prophecy. Negotiations about Mount Zion. Negotiations about the Temple Mount. And as written and predicted in Bible prophecy, that's how it will happen. Now, once again, a headline. Vatican and the Palestinians are negotiating about the basic treaty. All are included, whatever goes on. And someday in our time, it will then happen that a treaty is made with the peoples, with the nations, as written in the prophet Daniel. It just this thought touches me that before our very eyes, Bible prophecy is so tremendously coming to fulfillment that we really have to take it to heart. What the Lord foretold, be it about Israel, all the scriptures, one can read it in Isaiah, in Jeremiah, in Ezekiel, even in the small prophets, what God will do at the end of days, that He would gather Israel from all peoples, tongues and nations. He would gather them back into their homeland. All this is happening before our very eyes. All these scriptures, we can read them and we can just cry out, "Beloved Lord, You have opened our eyes. Today, in our time, that what You foretold 3,000 years ago, what You said, is coming to fulfillment." And then we think on Matthew 24. How often one can say here, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our very eyes. Really, one can go from chapter to chapter, and time and again one can cry out, today, this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. Up to the mighty promise, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. We can cry out, the word has been fulfilled amongst us and in our time. And if the Lord would not have confirmed it in the New Testament, then we would not emphasize it so much. But He did confirm it in the New Testament, in Matthew 17, verse 11, in Mark chapter 9, verse 12, and time and again, we can again cry out, today, in our time, this and that and all scriptures are fulfilled. Even when our Lord said in Luke 17, at that time, when the Son of Man is being revealed, then it will be as in the days of Noah, at the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Was there ever such a time as the time in which we are living now? Everything is Sodom and Gomorrah. Up from top to bottom, from everywhere, from the highest, yes, from the highest ranks, up down to the smallest citizen. All the divine order is no more here. What happened in the little then is happening now very officially in the great things. And then we know only he who is truly born again unto a living hope, who was crucified with Christ and who was buried with him by baptism to rise with him unto a new life, only all truly born again believers will come out and will escape, and they will be taken out from everything what is coming upon this world. And I dare to say that there's not one homosexual who is born again unto a living hope. Not one. I believe, as the scripture says it, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old is past. Behold, all things have become new. In the same way, all the other scriptures are only for the true believers addressed. All the others can do what they like, But that what the Lord has to say to the church, this we respect. That what others are bypassing and what they are not addressed, we are addressed by every word of God. And I have already mentioned it. The songs of the choir were so wonderful. They were so heart-touching. And then, when our brothers and sisters were singing the Maranatha song, one almost doesn't dare to read the verse in which this word is written in the Epistle to the Corinthians. One of the most serious verses ever in the Holy Scripture. Paul, in 1 Corinthians, in chapter 16, in verse 21, he said, 1 Corinthians, chapter 16, verse 21, the salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. Maranatha. This is a very serious word. He who does not love the Lord, let him be accursed. He remains under the curse. But he who was loved by God and he who loves him has come out, has been taken out of the curse and has been transferred into the realm of blessing. Only all those who remain in disobedience and disbelief, they are under the curse. And all who are preaching another gospel, they are also under a curse. And then we are really at the holy seriousness that with God there are no compromises. The same Paul, of course, in Galatians chapter 1, he wrote, and even if we or an angel would come from heaven and would preach unto you another gospel than we have preached, let him be accursed. Under the blessing of God are only those who are in the will and in the word of God. And we can only be in the word of God if we are in the will of God. And only if we are in the will of God, then we can be in the word of God and can be sanctified therein. And so, we recognize by grace, dear brothers and sisters worldwide, we recognize that God gives a last call, a last message by his grace he addresses to all peoples, tongues and nations. Yes, when we read Matthew 24, verse 14, the gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. We can loudly cry out, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. God has given us the grace and he brought us back to the beginning, back to the origin. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And as we read in Timothy, in 1 Timothy, in chapter 1, in verse 17, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Who can confirm it? All of Christianity remain when it's found in the Trinity doctrine. And they believe that God has begotten, that God has begotten the Son in eternity. Such things don't exist. God is God from eternity. The begetting happened here on the earth. Thou art my Son. Today you have begotten me. Eternity has no today and has no tomorrow. Eternity was ever and will be forever. And we believe with all our hearts, as the scripture says, that God personally manifested himself in heaven as our Father and on the earth in the Son and in the church by the Holy Spirit. Not different gods, not more gods, no, one God who time and again, also in the Old Testament, he revealed himself. Brothers and sisters, for us who we respect especially the word of prophecy and who are deepening ourselves in it and are finding our orientation therein, nevertheless, it time and again has to be said here what is written in Matthew 25, verse 10, namely, those who were ready went in to the marriage supper. And if we then go one step further, also that what our Lord said in Matthew 24, that the food will be given out, and that God would set us over all what he prepared, and that really after 2,000 years that we can preach the whole counsel of God. All this God revealed to us by his grace, and we have a direct part in that what God promised. And we are not ashamed to also confess it, what the Lord said to Brother Branham, that the message which was entrusted to him would forerun the second coming of Christ. Now just be honest. And even if we would know what God did in the days of Abraham, in the days of Moses, and at the beginning of the new covenant, it would be nice. But if we would not know what God promised for our time and what he is doing right now, if we would not go back to Acts 3, verse 21, and say, him the heaven must receive until the time of the restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. That we time and again have to go back to the word of God. And every time we can cry out a new, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. And this distinguishes us truly from all the others. That we found grace in the sight of God. That we believe the promises. That we get them revealed. And that we remain sober. Not taking off. No, really. Remaining in balance, in the word, in the grace, remaining in the presence of our God. Yesterday somebody phoned me and he said, the revelation of the seals will only take place when the church is already raptured. And you all know what I have to say to that. That what God had to say to us happened already in March 63, But thanks be to God that we don't misunderstand anything and that we don't misinterpret anything. This is very important, brothers and sisters. Not what I or you would like to say about God's word. No, that what God said and speaks through his word to us, that's what's all about. Excuse me. But if then somebody says the Lord has come already, the rapture has taken place already because it's a revelation, the rapture is no revelation. The rapture is the greatest reality which will take place. But it must be revealed to you that you are prepared, that you are ready, that you can lift up your head, knowing that our redemption is drawing near. You all know we will not apologize for it, that we have taken our stand 100% on the Word of God and in the Word of God. Only what the Scripture says, we say, no more and no less. And the Scripture says, of course, when the Lord will return with a trumpet, with the voice of the archangel, then the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we, who we are alive and remain, we shall be changed, and together we will be taken up into the clouds, meeting the Lord in the air. In fact, everything as the word says it. And therefore, let us look at some scriptures now from the epistle of Peter, how this man of God spoke of the return of the Lord. It was the main subject in the epistles of the apostles, the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 Peter chapter 1, and here the well-known verses from verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be offered unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The grace which is offered unto us in Jesus Christ, our Lord, at the revelation. He is the manifestation of God in the flesh. He could say, he who sees me sees the Father. And to us, this grace was offered and given unto us at the revelation of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then in verse 14 it says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conduct. It's not difficult to follow the Lord if one has been crucified with Christ, and if one really can say with all his heart, not my will, but thy will be done. Not as I willed, but as thou willed. That we really put our will into the will of God. You all know that the enemy, he started with I will. Isaiah 14, I will exalt myself. I will be like the Most High. I will. And then we see our beloved Lord and Savior, who has taken upon himself our curse. He has taken. He was our example, and only through him and with him we can live out the word of God and can fulfill what the Lord requires from us. Now just be honest. It's not difficult. It's not difficult at all to live according to the word of God. Also you sisters. Now just be honest. Are the passages which are written in the Word of God directly, which are addressed to the sisters, which are addressed to the women, is it a problem for you? Or are you grateful that the divine order was again established? And then there's harmony. Then there's blessing. Then the Lord can be with us in the same way with the brothers, that also we recognize that Christ is our head, that he is our head, because that's how it is written. God, Christ, man, husband, wife. This divine order must be truly established, and the obedience must be manifested. It belongs to the preparation, because not only the calling out, but the preparation must and will take place. Then it says here, in verse 16, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Just consecrated to God, being put under the word of God, being taken out from disobedience, taken out from disbelief, and putting into the belief and the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Now one question, Ephesians 4 verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Nothing has to be said about it. Just believing as it is written. And then the divine order can be introduced and can have its course in all of us. Then 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. We have it from verse 7, the very well-known word addressed to us in this time, 1 Peter chapter 4, from verse 7, but the end of all things is at hand. We can say, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. We are not only living at the end time, we have arrived at the end of the end time. And nevertheless, the admonition to remain sober, true and clear, young and old, great and little, man and woman, brother and sister, remaining sober and clear in all things in the natural realm and in the spiritual realm. Just remaining sober in all things. Let us read it once again. But the end of all things is at hand. Now just say amen. That's how it is. That's how it is. And then, the second part, be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Not being unsober, not unsoberness, but sober, clear and true, appearing in the presence of God and seeking the will of God in prayer. and then finding it in the Word of God. In verse 8, we are told, and above all things, have fervent love among yourselves. Shall we say amen to it? That this true love, the first love, and it's really written in the first church age, I have against you that you have forsaken the first love. This really, this divine love. And here we are at a very important point. The Spirit baptism is, of course, that what God wants to do with his sons and daughters, that the love of God is being poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, and that all the gifts in this divine love are embedded, just like a engine must be in oil, so that there's no friction, so that the church must be embedded in love. And then the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit will be manifested. Let us read it once again. Verse 8. And above all things, have fervent love among yourselves. For love shall cover the multitude of sins. There's not one single believer who would make clean before the door of the brother, and who would lift the, and who would say to the brother, you have sinned. Everybody beats on his own chest, and everybody comes to the Lord as he is and calls upon him and asks for forgiveness and then receives it also. Then, verse 9, use hospitality one to another without grudging. Everything shall be done without grudging in the fear of God, by the power of God. Then it continues, verse 10 and verse 11. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Serve one another, not judge one another, not criticize one another, but serve one another in the love. And everyone shall minister the gift which he received from God. And this is always for the edification of the church. Everything what was given by God and was appointed by God serves for the edification of the church. You can read it. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 14, Ephesians 4, and other scriptures. In verse 11 we read, in 1 Peter 4, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. And this means, thus saith the Lord. So, whatever we present, whatever we say, God must have said it already, because only then we can say, thus saith the Lord, if we say what he said already. Can we understand this? I hope it is clear enough. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. The prophets had the thus saith the Lord, and they proclaimed it, and God stood behind it. And Brother Branham, he said it very nicely. If, for instance, somebody would say, Brother Neville, he was, of course, the pastor, he said that, this and that, then one can only say it if he has truly said it. and not just hanging something into the air as he would have said it. The same what is written here now. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Let it be what God said already in his word. We just are passing it on. Then if any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be the praise and dominion forever and ever. Always, when we are passing on what God truly said, then it serves for the edification of the church. I'm writing now, also now a circular letter. It should be ready for the 50th Jubilee at the first weekend of April. And then here one truly has to say, he who doesn't read the sermons of Brother Branham carefully and then distinguishes what, where he says something as a man, or where he says something what God already said. Many times he told hunting stories. He was just a man. And especially his statement, I'm waiting for the moment where I will go to Israel to preach the gospel there. Also, he was just a man. But when he was in the prayer line, and when God has given him a vision, and when he saw something concerning this person, then he could say, your name is so and so, you are coming from there and there, you have this and this disease. And then it was, thus saith the Lord. And all the proclamation of the counsel of our God is the thus saith the Lord. But just take Paul. Paul, even in his epistles, he wrote very personal things. He just said, bring me my coat. Bring me the Pergamon papers. Paul, in his epistles, he told very private things which he had to say. And we who believe with all our hearts, we know, of course, where is the proclamation and where is that what Paul had to say privately. The same it is with Brother Branham. He was a man. He had the right to say something about the year 77, what he said. And the year came and was gone. And some have put their hope on it, that it would be the end. And it was not the end. But God continued to work. What was it? He was reading that 1977 would be the 50th Jubilee year, counting from the first Jubilee year. But who said? God didn't say it, that the end would come at 77. So we just have to distinguish and we have to place it divinely, and we have to know that what was said, that what God said already in his word, this remains and is God's word. What was said privately. Also, if I say something privately, then this is my business. If I would say, God willing, on Wednesday, I will start my next trip up to Malaysia and up to Burma and so forth, then this is not the proclamation of the word. Then this is an announcement which I am passing on. But if we are then coming back to the word, and if we read here, serve one another, and your oracles might be the word of God, the words of God. So, serve one another, each one with the gift of God. Brothers and sisters, he who looks at the things so soberly will be kept by every cult of men. Then not a man is honored, but to God alone belongs all the glory forever and ever. So we see that the Holy Scripture has placed everything wonderfully. Then 1 Peter chapter 4, also these very well known words. Beloved, 1 Peter chapter 4, from verse 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. Listen closely. As though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Who goes now through despising? Who goes now through slander? All the others are highly honored. One can read it all over. The only one among all the evangelists of the USA, the only one who was slandered, who was misunderstood, was Brother Branham. All the others, they are and remain highly esteemed. Please forgive me, I don't mention names, but especially in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the man who came into a Branham meeting, who was suffering from TB, hopeless, and he came to Brother Branham for prayer. And God healed him. To him belongs a whole part of a city. To him belongs a great hospital. To him belongs a highway which goes through his property. I've seen it. I was there. All are highly esteemed. All who became renowned, world renowned, are highly esteemed. But the man of God, the man whom God used as a prophet to bring us back to the word and to preach the last message, he is despised. He is rejected up to this very day. Also in the mass media, he's mentioned and always with despising. Who in our country? Who in all of Europe? Who is despised? All the churches who are all incorporated, who are recognized, all who are sitting at the green table, whatever it might be, there nobody says anything. But we are Bible-believing people, who we are baptizing biblically, we who are longing for God because he has put a longing into us, we who want to be ready when the Lord returns, he of course has given the promise, I go to prepare a place for you and I will come again and I will receive you unto myself so that you are there where I am also. Who has now recognized what's all about? What does the word calling out mean for all the other churches? Preparation. that we are placed, that we are brought into agreement with God and His Word. All are bypassing it. And thereby we truly recognize, without being puffed up, that we found grace in the sight of God. That He has called us, that He has chosen us, and the election is confirmed by it, that we believe what He has purposed from before the foundation of the world. You can read it in Matthew 13. It's written that He opened His mouth to proclaim what was hidden before the foundation of the world. And then came the seven parables in which the Lord revealed what belongs to the kingdom of God, but what was already purposed before the foundation of the world. Then we read in Ephesians that we also were chosen before the foundation of the world. And then we read that at the return of our Lord, that we will be transformed into His image, and that we will see Him as He is. What kind of grace God has given us, that the last sending, the last commission which God gave, that we accepted and received it. Also this I'm writing in this circular letter. He who didn't understand the last commission will also bypass the commission which is carried out now. He will bypass it. Even it's a continuation. But only he who received the commission according to Malachi, the commission which God promised, he will also accept what God did since then, namely that the message truly without my adding is being carried into all the world, because God ordained it beforehand like this. This had nothing to do with my decision. This was God's decision, which He made. And also in this regard, we can say, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. And if you go to the prophet Amos, that God would send a hunger to hear the words of the Lord. If you would go to all the words of the prophets, and then also to the New Testament, seeing that God always has watched over His word, and that He brought it to fulfillment. Let me say this now in closing. We don't need any eighth messenger. We don't need any Joshua. We don't need any Elisha. But we need the connection. We need the connection to that what God has worked in a supernatural way. We need the impact of that what God wanted to do, and what He did also, and what He is doing right now. You all know, also with Brother Maynard, from the city of Amman, I drove with a taxi to Mount Nebo. And he was one of my best friends on these journeys. And we stood there on this Mount Nebo, on which Moses stood. And he was allowed to look into. He was not allowed to enter into it. But we looked down on the right hand, Jericho, at the left hand, Engedi, 40 kilometers, Jerusalem. And I was thinking by myself, oh Lord, you ever faithful God, here Moses stood. So much he was, so far he was leading the people, and then you took him to yourself. But then the next period came. It continued. And the same it is in our time. It has taken place. that God is just continuing to work until we experience the completion together. Our God is a faithful God. He's watching over His word. Let me say it here very clearly. We have a direct part in that what God is doing right now by His grace. We did not bypass it. That what God did already, we have seen it, we acknowledged it, and by His grace, we went on. And we are passing on the divine message, just as we received it. And I say it once again, from this holy word of God, we can preach one Lord, one faith, one baptism. By one Spirit, we are baptized into one body. May also tonight be given grace to all. I know there are many problems in the country, in the families. I know it. I know that brothers and sisters are lying in hospitals, in old age homes, in troubles. That families are in troubles, that marriages are in trouble. We all know it, of course, but today, we will trust the Lord. We will pray for one another, that all who are oppressed, that all who have to bear a burden, that they can put their trust in the Lord God. And then Isaiah 53, He, our Lord and Savior, He was wounded for our transgressions. He took upon Him everything, even our diseases. He has taken them upon Himself, and our pains, and by His stripes we are healed. Receive it for yourselves. Receive it for them whom you are praying for. And may it really be a request which comes from your heart. And today, if you hear His voice, and what does He say to us in Matthew 11? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest for your souls. Not only teaching, not only the word of prophecy, the insight into the rest of God, the full gospel, and the power of God, experiencing it personally. Today the Lord is present. He not only promised it, He keeps His word. Also, this promise is yes and amen. I will be with you all the days unto the end of the world, regardless of what comes. His promise remains. And we are the children of promise. We receive it by faith with all our hearts. May the faithful Lord have His way with His church, with a blood-bought flock. May we all recognize that we only can be sanctified in the Word of God, that we only can be washed in the blood of the Lamb. That word, blood, and spirit belong together. That God can work in all of us in a supernatural way tonight. And so that His word does not return void today. But that all are blessed worldwide. To Him, the only God, He who watches over His word, And not only watching over his word, but if we received his word, then he's watching over us. And then he will fulfill his word which we believe. To him, the faithful Lord and God, be the praise and adoration. He started and he will finish. He has called out and he will lead in. He who started, he will also finish unto the glorious day of his wonderful return. And this return is at the door. Nobody knows day and hour, but as we have said it, when we see all these things coming to pass, then we may lift up our heads, for we know that our redemption is drawing near. Please don't forget it. Don't forget it. The main thought was, today this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes. Today, all of Bible prophecy is being fulfilled before our very eyes. Whether it concerns the church, whatever it might be concerned, the Holy Scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. And it will continue to being fulfilled until we come from believing unto seeing. To him, the faithful Lord, be the adoration for everything. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing the chorus, Just as I Am. Before we pray together, let us open our hearts. May we close our eyes. We are in the presence of God. And tonight, we want to bring all the prayer requests which are on your hearts, whether it's for you personally, whether it's for the family, for whomever there might be. Everything we will bring before the Lord by faith, trusting that he already fulfilled, that the promises found already fulfillment. He will not save, he will not heal, he has saved, he has healed. Receive it, accept it by faith, and then it's happening. The Lord always said, thy faith has helped you. Whether it were the lepers, whether it were the dumb or the deaf, always thy faith has healed you. Also Brother Branham, to him was said, as Moses were given two signs, so you are also given two signs. The one was with a hand on which the tumor or the cancer of the person was visible, which was standing before him, for whom he should pray. The second was, as the angel of the Lord said, if you are faithful, then the second gift will be added, that it will be revealed to you of that very person what you cannot know yourself. Everything one can read in the direct commission, everything was said in the up to the very details. It was said, he is that man whom God used in our time to swim against the stream, to put all the Bible doctrines anew upon the lampstand. And God gave the breakthrough through his ministry to the last healing and salvation revival. And all we who believe scripturally, it was not only about revival, it's about the goal, it's about what God wanted to do through it, not only healing, but sanctification in the word of truth, leading back into the will of God. Let us say it once again. The word, the blood, and the spirit are at work. And the blood-bought flock hears the word of God. And by the Holy Spirit is being sealed unto the day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Brothers and sisters, today we will pray together. We will believe together. Firstly, we'll bring all the requests before the Lord. And then we will give a thanksgiving to the Lord. With all our hearts, we will say thanks. And why? Because he has turned our hearts back to the original faith, as it happened in the days of the prophet Elijah on the Mount Carmel. 1 Kings 18, verse 37, and he turned their hearts back. And what is written in Luke 1, verse 16 and 17? Their hearts, the hearts of the fathers, turning them back to the children, and to prepare a people for the Lord. This was the preparation of the way of John as the fulfillment of that what God announced. Namely, behold, I send my messenger before my face. Also the last part of the last chapter in the Old Testament, I send you the prophet Elijah. Elijah took the 12 stones. He rebuilt the altar of the Lord. He gathered the people and the decision was made. God answered, and the people were brought back to him. The same it is happening now. It's not enough that we read and they remained in the apostles' doctrine. This was in the early church. We have been brought back by grace. The original foundation was established, and we are grateful to God for it. This is our time, the time of grace, the time of calling out and preparation of the bright church of Jesus Christ. Firstly, we ask now that all are raising their hands who have a special request. And as I said already, whether it's for you personally, whether it's for others, Yes, yes, we have a large number of prayer requests. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, we are coming in your holy name into your presence. We believe, as the scripture says, we believe that you not only shed your blood on the cross of Calvary, but you have given forgiveness by your grace. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. Dear Lord, answer us today. Answer our prayers today, as you answered Elijah, and as you turned to your people, so that no one was ashamed, but that all prayers are answered, whether it's personally or whether it's for others. Precious Lord, we believe together and we thank you together that you answered us. You have saved the lost. You have healed the sick. You have confirmed your word as the truth. And we thank you for it. And we give you alone the glory. Hallelujah. And all the people said, and now we will pray and thank together. As written, and they raised their voices in one accord. God can hear all at the same time. It doesn't have to be very loud, but today we should all thank our God for that, what he has done in us and for us by his grace. Precious Lord, I thank you for all my brothers, for all my sisters, whom you have chosen before the foundation of the world, but which you called out through the last message, which you separated, which you sanctified and purified in the blood of the Lamb, in the Word of God. Dear Lord, together we thank you today in all tongues, and may in all peoples your praise ascend up for that what you have done. We are glorifying the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. And we thank you also for that, what you have done today by your grace. Hallelujah. Bless all over the earth. And may all hear the words of the Lord. And may all have a new experience with you.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Glorify his holy name.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If the sisters have a song, they can come now, singing it. And all of us, we remain in an atmosphere of prayer in the presence of our God. We are not as the dreamers. We are not dreaming. Everything is a divine reality. Also that what is happening now amongst the people of God, it's the fulfillment of the Holy Scripture. Blessed be our God. Excuse me.
Der Bräutigam kommt, oh, denkt an sein Wort. Wacht ihr Erlösten, wacht immer fort. zu jeder Stunde, an jedem Ort, wachet der Herr, kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt, wer Rechtes bedenkt, hält seinen Blick zum Ziele gelenkt, nicht in das irdische Treiben versenkt. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt, ihr wisst es zuvor, richtet nach oben Auge und Ohr, richtet den Sinn, die Herzen empor, wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt, und wer unverletzt ihm seine Treue hält bis zuletzt, wird über Großes dereinst gesetzt. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Der Bräutigam kommt und holet die Braut, die sich auf Erden schon ihm vertraut, die auf sein Kommen stündlich geschaut. Wachet, der Herr kommt bald. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen und dir entgegengehen. Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen, eifrig sein, im Wachen und im Flehen, bis du erscheinst, Herr, bis wir dich sehen.